Well, good morning, boys and girls. I wonder how many of you have a bicycle. Put your hand up if you've got a bicycle. That's good. Okay, put your hands down. Now, hands up if you got a new bicycle for Christmas. Did you? Good, good. Well, I have a bicycle at home, and I need to get on it a lot more than I do. But I went out into the shed yesterday, and I got a new saddle for my bicycle because the other one was getting quite hard and it had lots of miles on it from many years ago. And I put a new saddle on and I adjusted my brakes and got everything up and running again. And hopefully in the next few days or weeks, I'll get back onto my bicycle again. I want to tell you a story this morning about a little boy called Johnny. Johnny was 10 years old and he loved to play on his bicycle. One day he went out to play and he was feeling really, really fit. And he decided that he was going to go somewhere new. Now his mama told him that he wasn't allowed to leave the estate where he lived. But he thought, I'm going to go further. I'm feeling really fit today. I'm going to keep going. And he went away over to the other side of the town to where the big river was. He thought, I know I'm not meant to be going here, but sure my mum will never know. And he was really far from home. But he noticed when he was pedaling, you know that feeling you get that the bike suddenly feels hard to push, and it just doesn't seem right when you're going into the corners. And he looked down, and what do you think he seen? What did he see? No, he wasn't in the river yet. What do you think was wrong with his bicycle? Chain was loose. Yep, that could be that's a good reason. Yeah, but something else happened to Johnny's bicycle. I'll tell you what it was. Do you know? The seat moved. All right, no. All of these things that could go wrong with a bicycle, I better go and check mine again when I go home. I tell you what happened. His wheel was flat. Oh dear. You can't cycle on a wheel when it's flat. And he thought, what am I going to do? And as he was thinking about what he was going to do, the rain came on. Oh dear. And Johnny was out and he had only a pair of shorts on him and a wee t-shirt. And he was really far from home, and he stood underneath a tree, found a big tree to stand underneath, and he thought, oh dear, what am I going to do now? I am in big trouble. But then he remembered. His mum had given him a mobile phone. Now he wasn't allowed to phone all his friends when he wanted to. It was only there whenever he really got into trouble and he could phone his mum. So he took it out and he turned it on. Guess what? The batteries were done. Oh dear, as if Johnny wasn't in enough trouble already, and he thought, what am I going to do? He thought, I'll just phone Mum and tell her that I've got lost or something, that I didn't know where I was going, and if she could come and pick me up and bring me home again. And he was in real big trouble now because he couldn't even phone his mum either. So he was going to have to walk home and push the bike in the rain. You know, there's lots of lessons that we could learn from this story this morning. First thing is this, that Johnny was disobedient. God's word tells us that we're to do what our mum and dads tell us to do. We're to obey them. He knew he wasn't allowed to go to the river, but he went. And then when he was in trouble, he decided that he was going to call his mum and he was going to tell her lies to try and get out of his trouble. The Bible tells us, be sure your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. And the Bible also tells us that Christian boys and girls shouldn't sin. In fact, nobody should sin. And that we should do what God wants us to do and obey Him at all times. Because you see, when we sin, when we do wrong, you know what happens? We sort of get out of fellowship with God. And it's not a right relationship with God. And it's a little bit like whenever we talk to someone on the phone. If you get out of range, you lose the signal and you can't hear what they're saying. And there's interference there. And whenever there's sin in our lives that we're not willing to confess and we're not willing to say that we're sorry for it, then we're out of fellowship with God. And whenever we come to God to pray, just like Johnny wanted in an emergency to talk to his mummy, whenever we come to God to pray, then if we regard sin in our hearts, then the Lord does not hear us. But you know what God says in his word? He says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we come to him and we say we're sorry, we say, I'm sorry that I did that, God, and I'd never want to do it again, and I want you to forgive me. As a Christian boy or girl, when we do that, then we will get back into that right relationship with God. Sometimes you phone a friend, and it's not who wants to be a millionaire, but sometimes you phone a friend, and the line's engaged. But you know, we can talk to God at all times. And God can talk to different people at the same time. And just because somebody else is praying to him doesn't mean that we can't pray to him, because God knows and hears whenever we come and pray to him anywhere, whether it be in church or at home in our bedrooms. Sometimes you phone somebody and you get an answering machine. But God's never too busy. He will always hear us if we come and we've right hearts before him. God says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So as Johnny was walking home, he had time to think about what he had done. He knew that his sin had gotten him into big trouble, and he decided that he was going to tell his mum the truth, and he was going to tell her that he was sorry, and he was going to pray to God as well and confess his sin also. He did that as he walked home. And whenever we sin, we should do the same. We should confess it and get back into that right relationship with God and talk with him. Because if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.